to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. I'm Julie.
And I'm Christine Marie.
Ta-da. Well, hello, Mama.
Hi, girlfriend.
How you doing?
I missed you.
You did?
Yeah.
When was that? When did you miss me?
When you were sleeping.
I'm never gone long enough for you, except for those 8 hours every night that I try and get you some sleeping.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? It's like they had that new show on TLC. It's like mothers and daughters who are very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Very close. And I go and I watch the commercials.
Yeah. I've seen the commercials. And it doesn't look good.
No. And I go, oh, thank God that doesn't look like us either.
It doesn't look like us at all.
No. Because we're close. We're not that close.
No.
We're not like weird close.
We're close, but no cigar.
Exactly. Thank God that we share. That's good. None of that stuff. So what's going on with you? What's shaking?
I'm in a good mood because we just rewatched Sound of Music.
Ah.
Our drunk Sound of Music.
We call it drunk musicals
because we take a 3 hour movie.
Yep.
And we convert it to like 45 minutes.
Yes.
Start to finish. And I just watched and it made me feel happy.
Well, tell more about it. Well, so what we do is we on Zoom.
Yeah.
We have between 7 and 9 computers set up.
Yes.
Different families joining in, yes. Different people.
Yeah. Because we're social distancing appropriately.
Right. Which in some ways has made my life so much bigger.
Yes.
Because previously I'm like, I don't want to go out with anybody. But now no one could go out. So I'm like, hey, let's Zoom it, baby. Let's have some Zoom parties.
Yeah.
Makes my life totally happy.
Now, if only Zumba was popular now.
Yeah. Oh, we could Zumba our Zoom parties. Yeah. Exactly. And so anyway, what we do is like we decide the musical. The first musical was...
Joseph.
Now, that was heavy music.
That was horrible.
I love that musical. And for the first one, for the second one we did...
But we fine-tuned it.
Right.
Now... The Sound of Music is getting, we're getting better. Now the next one's going to be Grease and it's going to be easy.
Right. Well, what we did was we just had connector dialogue
yes.
in between the songs.
Yes. We didn't and do the whole show.
No, we just had, everybody had a song that was good. And we sang 75% of the songs.
And then we would do maybe two lines
yes.
that would connect to the next song.
Well, it's like, here's an example. My brother Greg sang the Yodel Lady song.
Yes.
The Gertrude.
Goat herder.
Yodel
Lady, Yodel Lady, Yodel Lady. There's a hut in a hill and a goat herd.
So, but you know, that song in the movie is sung by Marie and the children.
Yes.
For her, the father, the captain, and the baroness.
Yes.
But here... Uncle Max is singing it.
Because
he's like, hey, kids, you guys all sing so great.
We have Austria's Got Talent.
Yes.
I'm going to enter you. I will be your agent.
And to give you an example of what you should do, here's what won last year. And he sings the
high on a hill, there's a lonely goat herd. Your lady, your lady, your lady.
And that's what won Austria's
Got Talent.
Got Talent show. Love it. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah. And
awesome.
So I'm happy right now.
I am too. I'm literally drunk. I'm punch drunk musicals.
Yes.
On musicals.
Yes.
It's great. And I was grateful because we had a newcomer this time. We
yes.
had one more person. And I could tell she was a little nervous.
Cousin Jamie.
Yeah. Because she, you know, and I just had to reassure her in the beginning, like, hey,
yeah.
some people come with costume changes,
yes.
and some people come barely,
barely
had,
there.
Barely there, and had looked at the script yeah. a minute before.
Greg.
No, he did. When you know when they say their name in front of their dialogue,
yeah.
you know they had not looked at the script
yeah.
yet.
Because here's what's like, Hillary. .. Hey, when is the Baroness going to? And then, but Hillary says, Hillary, when is the Baroness going to? Oops. That's not my name. Okay, no. So yeah, it was fun seeing it. We're going to put it on YouTube.
Yes. Not for everybody though.
No.
I have to get permission from everybody. It'll be a private link.
It's a private link. Private YouTube link.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's, at some point, everybody might be able to.
Maybe an actor.
Give permission.
Yes.
Maybe when we do Grease.
Maybe so.
Yeah. I said I wanted to do Hand Jive, but Dad said it sounded like Hand Job.
Yes, it did.
Hmm.
It really did, Mom.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Mm. So, girlfriend, what do we want to talk about today? You didn't really do too much driving this week, so there's no real stories to tell.
Oh, I have plenty of stories to tell. One, I will start off this morning with a very odd, an odd story.
Okay.
This story is about hoarders. And the reason why I'm distracted right now, because my dog just ran in, all happy, like, hello, people.
With his new toy.
Yeah, with his new toy. Oh, no. Father let the dog in, and he brought his new toy. See, our dog had a hard day on Friday. He got groomed.
Yes.
Now, he hates going to get groomed. Like, he hates it with a passion.
Yeah.
I have to pull him out of the car.
Yeah.
And the guy who grooms him, Terry.
Yes.
He's a very much an alpha dog. It's okay, yeah. Normal.
Terry's an alpha trainer.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And see, Elliot's used to being
the alpha
dog, because when he and Dad are together, Dad goes like this: "Oh, Elliot, who's the sheriff in town? You're the little sheriff."
Yes.
And yes, Elliot knows he's the sheriff.
Exactly.
But when Terry takes him,
Terry's a sheriff.
Terry's a sheriff.
Terry's a sheriff. Terry's the head of defense.
Yeah.
Terry's the captain. He's the colonel. He's everybody. You know, he just and he just says, Elliot, you're fine. Get in here. And he just pulls him and he's like, oh, and yeah. Elliot just kind of waddles in.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
and the
ugh.
Next, and after, but the reason we like taking him, you think that we would not take him because Elliot hates it, but we get the whole day off.
Yes.
We take him in at 8, we pick him up at 5. And we did on Friday, which I kind of regret, but I don't.
Yes.
That day that we dropped him mm-hmm. off, we started out innocently.
Yes, we did.
But once we had breakfast,
yes,
we said, you know what, this would be a perfect day for.
Yes,
1, 2, 3,
food crawl. Local food crawl.
Local food crawl.
We talk about food crawl in the sense of going to the suburbs and having a food crawl,
or even to the city.
Yeah, you know, you get a little
Chicago.
Bit here, you get a little bit there, because you never go to the city. You know, yeah. You're like, ah,
there's all these places.
For whatever
that are...
reason, Friday was a food crawl day for us.
Yeah,
we wanted to get out of the house early. We dropped the dog off. He's been gone all day.
Yeah,
that's what we like.
I told Gregory
there.
This, and he said, "Well, did you just go to drive-thrus?" And like we go, "Well, yeah." Who can go in and eat and sit out in front of a tent? So we started off at Mickey D's.
Yes.
And I had a, what is it?
You had a griddle,
which
haven't had in a long time.
Never had one.
And
in
you're like,
long,
this
long
is really fucking awesome.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I put chili on it.
Yeah,
too.
A little sweet, little, you know, you're like, what? A little McGriddle.
Little sweet, little savory, little sweet.
Exactly.
And so that kind of, I guess I would say
well, the problem, we were
it opened
the
floodgates.
We were out on the road without any provisions.
Yes.
So like
we went to a park.
Yes, we did. We planned our future like we like to do.
Yes.
We
whiteboarded it.
Yeah. I think if I could have a job, I would just have a job of planning.
Yes.
Oh,
you're
I should
a
have
good
gone
planner.
Into going to urban planning. That's an actual career,
that's
right?
Another career you can have.
I can have that career. I like
another career you can
fail
at.
What about small town planning? Is there like medium size, under 12,000?
Or about just family planning?
Family planning. I could do that.
You succeeded.
I succeeded. I've not planned. I've planned not to have a family.
That's right. We don't need to go into what we had then.
No, we for lunch, which none
but
of
in between breakfast and lunch, we got donuts,
which was, but
which
we did
was pretty good.
Well, it was really good. But the way we eat donuts is that we save most of them
for Dad.
We have a bite or two of each donut, and then like the rest goes.
But that's
for later.
Because that's because a donut really is only good for the first two bites.
Right, the rest like is just overkill. We don't need it.
Exactly.
You know?
I get the best of the donut.
Like with a long john, you break it in half and you have by the middle.
I eat the middle.
That's what I want. I want one bite. I want a perfect
same thing
bite.
With a jelly donut.
Yeah. Break it in half, have a bite in the middle, and you're like, this is the most perfect bite of a donut.
But then Dad's happy because when he comes home at 7 or 8,
we have a
box of donuts
it's
that
like,
are just
truly
he's so happy though.
I know thank God he's happy because it's really like a box of chocolate that you don't know what they are and people are just taking a bite out of each one.
They're like little donut bits.
Yes, they really are.
And he's just happy as a clam.
Oh, he totally is. And then for lunch at around 2:30,
because
we
were pretty full,
we went to Casey's again and we had their popcorn chicken.
Which was pretty good.
But it was filling as hell.
Yeah.
And we had, and then like, then they're like, oh, what did we have for dinner tonight?
What did we have?
We had pizza.
Of course we did.
But we
did.
Bought it. We froze it.
Pizza. Yeah.
But we had it late and we should have gone to bed without
that
eating.
That was wrong.
Because we're like, we weren't hungry.
No.
But we're like, we didn't have our dinner yet. So on the surface, it didn't look like we had a lot.
But we did, though.
But it felt like a lot.
Because I was sick the next... Yeah. I was sick over the night.
And, yeah. You're just like, screw that, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I do have... I guess I have three COVID stories.
Okay, cool.
Okay, the first one is kind of an innocence is that Dad had to take a stress test because he has to have a DOT physical.
Yes.
Every 2 years.
Right.
And so he had to take a stress test, and he's been waiting a while because they've just because of COVID.
Yeah.
Everything's because of COVID. You know, like, oh, you're out of pretzels. Oh, COVID. You know, that it's just everything is
well.
You're out of Deckwood.
Yes.
Yeah. COVID,
which we were able to search down that Deckwood and we got some.
Yes, we were lucky.
Yeah,
we were blessed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Dad's taking his DOT physical, and he's at the our hospital has towers. Everybody just calls them the towers.
Yeah.
And he's in there, and they inject him with dye, and he's got all the electrodes on, and he has to do walk on treadmill, and mm-hmm. then he has to once he
at a higher like at a pretty steep
the
climb.
Elevation right. And then so he has to do that, and he's got to wait in between, and so his nurse while he's waiting comes over and sits by him, and you know he said there's no magazines anymore in waiting rooms because COVID, there's COVID time magazines, COVID's everywhere, so she sits next to him. And she says to him, you know, I think this whole COVID thing's a hoax.
Yes. The nurse is saying this
to Norm.
Yeah.
Norm's got his mask on. He wears a gaiter. And she's got her
mask on. For whatever reason,
on.
Mom finds it appropriate to dress Norm as cool as possible out in the world. I think
it's my little Barbie. Well, Ken doll.
Are you what they call, are you like a hen? No.
A Karen?
No, you know, like those people that like they get off on seeing their partner like flirting with, like not flirting with, but other people trying to flirt with them.
Uh-huh.
Do you kind of dig that?
Possibly.
What's that
called? I think it's okay. I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah, you like that, I think.
Well, I always like the fact that some poor woman will think that Norm's cute.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always say, Don Norm, you know some nurse is going to be more attentive to you than all the rest of the nurses.
Right.
You got to be prepared for that.
Right.
And this one was.
Yes.
But this one was that she wanted to talk COVID to him.
Yes.
And she wanted to say that she believed it was all a hoax. Mm. And then she asked the code question. And this is what we find out in the world. If someone asks you this question, it's code for a multitude of things.
Okay. What is the question?
The code is, do you know anybody that has COVID?
Oh, that's true. Do you know anybody who has COVID? That's right.
And you're like, no, not really. See, it's a hoax.
It's a hoax.
It's a hoax.
And the thing is, I don't know anybody specifically, but I know I am at
and
least
see,
three.
And see, this is how these rumors get started, Julie.
I know. I am at least three people removed.
Uh-huh.
You know, Doug says that he has had customers tell him they've had COVID.
Well, and also you had COVID money.
And I had treasure money. So, yeah. So then all of a sudden, I'm only two places away.
Yeah.
You know?
So
you're just like, okay.
But you really don't know anybody.
Not in my specific realm.
Right.
My Pacific Rim. At the movie.
So I thought that was an interesting COVID story because it's a nurse in a hospital.
Yes.
With a mask on.
Yes.
Saying to Norm.
Yes.
It's a hoax.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty ballsy.
Very ballsy.
Yeah.
Very ballsy. That's one. To me, next one.
Number two story. Oh, my God. My second.
Well, this one, I was with you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, this is my number two story. My number two story is we do a lot of, we call it best practices.
Yes.
We engage our whole family.
Right.
And if we engage in best practices, which is wearing of masks, hand cleaning.
Social distancing. I mean, I even wear a mask with Doug.
Yes.
And
because he refuses to.
Okay. Now, he wears a mask out in the world.
But with you, he doesn't care.
He doesn't wear a mask with me.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So he forces you to wear the mask.
First off, that's not how it would go, right? If he wore a mask, I don't have to wear one?
No, that's not true.
That's exactly right. That's not true either. I got to wear
Wait, is this a logic question?
Yes.
I flunked logic.
I love this one story, though. We're going to keep going with the story. But here's the reason why you wear a mask. Think of masks as like your pants. Like if you pee and you're wearing pants, the pee just pays on you. Kinda.
Yes.
You know.
But if you're not wearing
now,
pants.
Now, if the guy next to you.
You can splash.
Exactly.
Got it. Oh,
and
so
if the
sweet.
Guy next to you is wearing, he has pants and you don't have pants on, but he pees, you still don't get pee on you.
Right.
But, you know, so, I mean, it's like, it really is a
and if the guy is not wearing pants next to you and pees and splashes on you.
But you're wearing pants. But
yeah.
If you're neither one of you are wearing pants.
Then it's a Sterling party.
Exactly. Also, you used to tell me, I don't know this to be true. You told me two things growing up as part of our sex talk.
Yes.
One is if a guy ejaculates anywhere near you. Those sperm have a way of finding themselves up your coochie, finding the egg. They really are a honing device for eggs. He can ejaculate in the corner.
That's right.
And you can be in the opposite corner because that's the way to have pregnancy, really safe sex. And no, Julie.
There's a lot of women that have gotten pregnant using public restrooms, Julie.
That's exactly right. You made sure you told me that. Now, and then the second one was, I can't remember the second one, but it was really quite funny, but now I can't remember.
Oh, that my other sex story for you?
Yeah, my other sex talk. It was definitely that one for sure. Was
That
like,
was, yeah, that was one.
Yeah. That was like, hey, you know, just let you know. Anytime, any kind of contact. So keep pants on.
Run away.
Yeah, one of you must keep pants on at all times. Not necessarily both of you, but at least one of
you. At least one of you.
At least one of you. Yeah. Okay, so yes, we've continued with best practices.
Oh, it's just
mostly because I want you to feel kind. I want you to feel comfortable in the world.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so, was it Friday or Thursday?
Thursday.
We Julie had to go to, because she's treasurer.
Yeah.
She has to go to the secretary's office.
Yes.
Which is in her house.
Yes.
And, get check signed. So I'm just waiting out in the car. But she just had surgery.
Yeah.
And she had a cyst, or she actually thought it was cancer, honestly.
Yeah.
And there was this big, large tumor on her belly. And I guess it must have weighed like 8 pounds or something. And we've got the pictures. We could probably put it up on YouTube for everybody to see. But I said to Julie, you know, to ask her what we can make for dinner for her. We just don't want her to cook. She's only been out of the hospital a week. I'm sure she's still recuperating and whatever. So I'm just sitting in the car.
Yes.
Elliot's in the back. I'm actually reading. I have my head down. The window's open. I look up and she's right next to me.
Yes.
And
I can't stop her. She's
a man on a mission.
Yes.
And she comes to me and she just leans in the car. And I'm just like, I have no idea what happened. And she gives me the biggest hug.
Yes.
The biggest hug.
Without a mask on.
Without a mask. She comes
and
she's,
she
oh,
comes
aren't
you
sweet?
She'd just been out of the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, this is like my worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare
in a university teaching hospital.
Yes.
She's been in there, and she's
she runs up to me.
She grabs me through the window and hugs me and pulls me to her. I'm like, what just happened?
None of us know what to do. And here's the thing: she had just gotten done with me telling me like she had done the Lord's, you know, the water from Lourdes. I wasn't sure I was saying it right.
Yeah.
Which is like miracle water.
Yes.
And she feels she had a miracle.
Right.
Now, we have water from Lourdes as well.
Yes.
And we've put that on our body as well. So it's like, okay, we're all agreeing here that we're faith people and we believe in miracles.
And
she just runs out and gives you the big COVID hug of a lifetime.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're like,
Oh my God.
No, best practices, best practices.
I went, oh my God. For 6 months, I've been engaging in best practices.
Yes, I know.
And just this, like, so anyway, so she stands back. after, and she's wearing this little dress. And she goes, hey, you want to see my scar? And I went, before I could even say yes or no, she pulls her dress up in the driveway.
Yes.
And she's wearing just a little, like, I guess like a hospital.
No, they're bikinis.
They're just a little triangle.
Yeah, those, you haven't worn those in a while, Mom, yes, but those are called bikini underwear.
Just a little triangle with like elastic.
Yes, yes. Those are actual cute underwear. All right. They're bikini underwear.
You say so.
Yeah, I do say so.
I think they're hospital garb, if you ask me.
Could be.
Because who would want to do that?
Right. That someone who can no do sense. That, yes.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, and so from her, the bottom of her pubic bone, basically, up to her navel is just these clamps.
Yeah, scarred up and
clamped. Scarred up,
yeah.
Clamps. And she goes, doesn't look too bad, right? And I went, whoa. Well, I didn't really know what to say. I'm like, could be better, really. And she goes, no, this is great. I went, and she tells me her miracle.
Yeah.
You know.
She's had a full, she believes she's had a full-blown miracle. And yeah. I want to believe that, too, because then I can, I would rather be one
I need
degree
to have a miracle.
Separated yeah. from a miracle than 1 degree separated from COVID.
Yes, exactly.
If I have a choice. If I have a choice, yeah. I'm doing the
yeah.
miracle.
So, but I understood her philosophy.
Yes.
She's in the midst of a miracle, so she doesn't have to worry about COVID. She's not
and
worrying
she's
about
masks. She's high on oxy.
She is high yeah. on oxy. She actually said she was. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, we honor that.
Yeah.
So, but that was, I don't know how else to say, but that was story number two.
What was story number three? Do you have a story number three?
It's hearsay.
Okay. Oh, but hearsay story.
It is sort of a COVID story.
Go for it.
It's called a COVID success story.
Okay.
And I didn't, it's not mine. It's, I heard it on Dan Savage.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I'm going to try and say this as best I possibly can, knowing that I just want to forewarn people.
Okay. Disclaimer.
Yes. The disclaimer is, you might find this thing I'm trying to tell you just a little bit distasteful.
Right.
Okay, so here's the COVID success story.
Okay, good.
But to know this, this is a gay man and his husband.
Yes.
So they're married.
They're married.
They're married.
Yes.
So anything,
and they are practicing. Are they? I'm guessing they're practicing best practices.
They engage in best practices.
Yes.
And the one of the husbands, I guess they're husband and husband, right? I don't know. Anyway, he has to go to the grocery store.
Yes.
So he is going to wear a mask.
Yes.
And he has, you know, he just has like a regular, not like a blue mask. He has
no,
a real
cotton.
Mask.
Like, he has cotton a real mask. Fabric mask that, you
yes.
know,
yes.
that you make. It's like a real, not the paper ones
no.
that we can buy a
no.
box of,
no.
which we have.
Yes. That's what we use.
I like
but
those.
He has a real, yeah. like a real mask. And before he goes to the store, he asks his husband for some ejaculate.
Yes. Okay.
Is that what I'm gonna?
Yes.
Semen.
Yes.
And so his husband gives it to him.
Yes.
And I don't know how, but
we don't know that answer.
But he puts it in his mask.
Yes.
And then and then heads to the grocery store.
Yep.
And he said that this is a little. It's a little grocery store. He knows everybody there.
Yep.
He talks to the checkout girls and the bag boys and all that stuff, knowing full well, he says, that nobody can tell that he has a face full of
ejaculate. Yes.
And he said that it was the most funnest, if that's a word,
yeah,
time in a grocery store during COVID that he's had in a long time.
Well, I like this. This guy, I want to walk a day in his life because this is...
I want to walk in his mask.
I want to wear his mask and walk in my shoes.
I want to walk a day in his
so
mask.
So he says this is the funnest he's had in a grocery store during COVID.
Yes.
Like
it was like it's a success story.
Like to me, this would have been like the apex. There'd be nothing different.
What do you do after that?
Exactly. What do you do after this?
Yes. My feeling is not much.
No, exactly. Exactly.
But he said that I'm not gonna. Okay.
Tom, go for it.
Here's the thing. He said that he loves his husband's ejaculate.
Yes.
But he said that not many people might because it has a woody, earthy smell and taste.
Like a
woody and earthy. He said,
kind of like whiskey in a barrel, kind of like
this. Maybe, been... but gets whiskey in a barrel.
Why not?
And he said, but he said that he was almost punch drunk at the grocery store, and he said that he actually made food choices that, you know, he might not have made if he didn't have had a mask full of, you know, ejaculate in his face.
Oh, interesting. Well, he certainly is making lemonade out of lemon. I don't know.
Milk, lemonade. Yeah. So that's my third COVID
story.
Now,
can I continue with that story slightly?
Yes.
Not that we're close, but we are. We happened to be together when we heard that story.
Yes.
And
did you consider it a COVID story?
100% I did.
Yeah.
Because what Dan Savage has in the beginning of his show is, what did you call it?
Success stories.
Yeah.
COVID success stories.
Yeah. But yeah, and what it is so what we're driving, and I think you had just drank a cup of coffee,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, for heaven's sake, I'm drinking here. You're like, give a girl a warning. I mean, it was just this.
I almost lost it.
You did. It was like, here you are in this real natural reaction. You're just like, oh, for heaven's sake.
I almost did a spit take.
You did. And I thought to myself, oh, but that's, men are different, aren't they?
Yeah, men are different than
we are.
Men are
really different. Yeah. In this day and age right now, like I have... Like Quinners, she's like the youngest person that's kind of like I talk to on a regular basis. I get her thought pattern, you know? And I remember asking her about sports and, you know, or like, do you think men and women can and should compete in the same sports and some stuff like that? And she's like, well, we don't know what the future will hold. And maybe when we're, you know, and that, like, she was very all like, hey, women can do whatever men can do and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I believe that kind of, you know, like there are times I'm still amazed that dad's got more strength than I do. You know, it's like, you know, testosterone's a wonderful hormone. Yeah. And I wouldn't mind being injected with it sometimes. I'll be like, oh, that would feel so great. But what I do realize, and I don't want to ever compete with men in this area, is men are gross.
MMAs?
Yes. MMA. Mixed martial artists. Those guys are fierce. But I'm just saying,
even if you were a tough girl, man.
I think that if you had a gross circle, like you know,
I agree with you.
You know, here are the qualities that we want to test for genetically or whatever.
Right.
I think more men would be it lie in that circle than women.
The gross circle.
Yes. Not because of societal norms.
No.
I think truly genetically, we would be less gross than men.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is what you told me the story today about the mask and the ejaculate,
right? Right.
That's on CSI. They had an old one. They had men buying women's underwear for $2,000 a piece, but they were all sealed because they had been worn.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to you on 100 stacks of Bibles. There would be nowhere in my consciousness that I would go into any place to buy used men's underwear and like sniff them. Like, I'm so turned on. I don't even care if it's Brad Pitt's. I really wouldn't. I mean, to me, I'd be like, I don't even know if I want to buy his pants if he wasn't wearing underwear.
Right.
I'd buy his pants if I was assured that there was a barrier between,
you need a barrier. Okay, got it.
I'm just saying. Yeah. There's nothing in me. And I think
it's genetically based.
I think there is something totally different between men and women.
In the gross factor.
In the gross factor.
Yeah.
And I think a little gross gets them turned on. Well,
I remember listening to P. Diddy and 50 Cent talking. And I said 50 Cents.
There you go. 50 Cents.
50 Cent. Yeah. And they were talking, and they were talking about women.
Yes.
And they, you know, I'm just like, well, I'm curious to find out what P. Diddy and 50 Cent think about women and their loyalty factor and whatever. Yeah. And they both agreed that.
Wait, men's loyalty or women's loyalty?
When a girl's right for you.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
And if she's the one.
Okay.
And they both agreed
that. Or the one right now. No.
I just want to tell you that okay. they both agreed that if the woman farted mm-hmm. while they were engaging in oral sex,
okay,
then they knew that she was the one, that she was to be trusted.
Oh, she could be trusted.
She could be trusted because she.
Because
only a real woman would allow herself to do that.
Really?
Get her freak on like that. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Good to know.
Now, I have a moral dilemma for you since you brought this up.
And, you know, here, go ahead. Go for it.
So, okay. So this is based on another Dan Savage
okay.
story.
Okay.
Okay. So. How should I present this? Okay, so Dan's a caller is saying that she's a woman, young woman, and her sister calls her up and tells her that she's asking for her to forgive her husband for one thing.
Okay, so this and is I will, okay, go for it.
So, and though, here's the thing.
Okay.
The sister, not the girl that called, but the sister of the husband, found her husband's what she calls a spank bag.
Okay.
It's a bag that he uses to keep his stuff in that he masturbates to. She opened it when she probably shouldn't have, and in it she found in a Ziploc bag a pair of her sister's bikini underpants.
Okay, so this wife Sandra and her husband Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra found Jack's
spank bag. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and called her sister, for lack of a better,
Ellen.
Thank you,
degenerate.
That's great, good one, mother. And said, "Oh my God, Ellen, what do? I found this bag full of all of my husband's, you know,
sex toys
and sex memory joggers or whatever you want to call them." And she's like, "There's a pair of underwear in here. Ooh, you think it's?" And she started describing the underwear. It's like they're really they're really quite adorable. They're pink with little lace and like three little like gems.
Initials. It says LDJ.
Yeah. How about just ED? Yeah, the initials ED. And she's like, yeah. Or Linda B. Johnson. My husband did history porn. Oh, no.
Yeah. And then she realizes that it's her sister's damn underpants.
The sister goes, "That's my underwear."
Oh, no, it's mine.
You know, here's the thing. And then so what happened?
Here's the moral. Well, the sister.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Ellen.
No, the other
son,
one.
Sandra.
Sandra is asking Ellen to forgive Jack.
Yeah.
And which is interesting because Jack basically, when she said, "What are you doing with my sister's underpants?" He said, "Oh, well, we had an affair." He lied.
Yeah.
Because the sisters, I have nothing to do with him.
Right.
But he sold his sister-in-law down the river.
Right.
So here's your moral dilemma.
Okay. What's my moral
you
dilemma?
You have a imaginary brother-in-law.
Okay.
Who your sister, the imaginary sister.
Okay.
Tells you that that she has found your underpants in a ziplocked.
Yeah.
Bag.
Yes.
In her husband's.
Yes.
Spank bag.
Yeah.
Spank bag. And she knows it's yours and they are used.
Yes.
And she's asking you to forgive her husband.
Right.
What would you do? Now, this really is not a question about sex.
No.
This is a question about forgiveness.
Right.
And sisterly love.
Right.
I'm setting it up that way.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. Listen. The truth is, I don't know how I would feel. My first instinct is I would just like, because I know who what my memory is about.
Mm-hmm.
I would go, "That's a little weird." I might have a conversation with the dude and say, "Dude, that's a little weird. I want my pants back."
Yeah, ask for them back.
I want them back.
Yes.
I go as is. Okay. I don't want you washing them. I don't want you touching them anymore.
Yeah.
I
want the whole bag. The whole baggie.
And I go, and I don't want to speak about this ever again.
Right.
I go, it's done.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good of you.
I go, because I know eventually.
That's quite good of you, because you did it for your sister's sake.
Yeah, but also, I, okay, now, I really have this mental code where I try and play this out, which is, whatever you do unto me, I do back to you, then all is forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now, but to play that code out, do I have to get a pair of his underwear?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, dude, I want my underwear back and a pair of yours. just for, you know, and then you're like, ah.
Just for shits and kicks.
just because. Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Here are some things. Like, I'm hoping that that Sandra didn't know they were Ellen's underwear.
Right.
That the initials ED didn't give it away, but you know, because I wouldn't have told,
mm-hmm.
unless she really felt like, oh my God, what have they been cheating on me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, second,
well, she knew they weren't hers for sure.
Was Ellen married or not?
No.
Oh, she's not married.
Mm-mm.
Okay, then yeah.
Oh wait a minute, she might be actually.
Does her husband know?
I think she either has a guy or a husband.
Does the husband know?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Yeah. That if the husband knew, that would be hard.
Yeah.
Because then the husband has to.
Okay, so let's say that you are married.
And does he know?
I don't. It's up to you.
Well, if he doesn't know, I'm not going to tell him.
Good for you.
That would be pointless.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of drama.
And they're going to have a big fight.
Well, no, not just that. Then I got to fuck. Then my mental, like, okay, if I tell the guy, my husband.
Yeah.
And
you gotta say like this, my husband.
my husband. If I tell my husband, and how do I want him to respond?
Well, he's gonna respond badly,
right?
Wouldn't any man?
I would, and if he doesn't respond badly,
he's gonna go over and kick his butt.
And if he doesn't respond badly, I would be like, why aren't you responding badly?
Yeah,
you know,
maybe he's the one that gave them. They got a little thing going on.
And I'd have to, you know.
Uh-oh.
And so I really believe that sometimes you're telling somebody mm-hmm. just because you can't handle the pressure.
Right.
But it just is really passing
yeah.
stupidity along.
Yeah. I think, too, here's the thing, too. It is interesting to me that the sister wants the sister to forgive him.
Right.
It's almost like she's...
I'm sure they have kids. Otherwise, you'd be like, out the door.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Or he could have said this. Oh my God, I thought they were yours. I didn't know that you were sisters. I thought they were yours.
Yeah.
He could have come up with a better story.
Than that.
Yeah, like, I thought they were yours. You wouldn't let me... She's your twin, and you wouldn't let me have your panties, so what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, right, right. No, I think... Yeah, I get you.
You know.
I just thought it was an interesting... dilemma. And I thought it said more about the sister asking the other sister to forgive her husband.
Well, you know what? That's very...
See
what you're going for.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like, what do I have to... Why exactly. should I have to forgive him?
Yeah.
He's not even asking for forgiveness.
Yeah. He threw me down. He lied about me.
He said that we had an affair.
Yeah.
We cheated, which we didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Or did he say, would they have sex before or during the marriage? Like...
That was before the marriage.
Okay. So it wasn't a full-blown, like, we cheated and I... Wanted,
yeah.
You know, that would be even horrible.
No.
There's a lot going on here.
There's a lot going on. They all lived together at one point before the marriage.
Mm, got it.
But nobody was screwing each other.
Okay. So there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And I think that...
So it's not really a big moral dilemma.
I say keep it going. I think unless he's like stealing panties all the time.
Yeah.
If it's a one-time thing.
Yeah. If he's just a serial panty stealer.
Right. I mean, come on.
No.
Then
that's
definitely,
a CSI.
Exactly. That's, you know, oh,
or God. SUV.
One of the two.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. So, I had another thought that just left my mind, but that's okay. I know. It's crazy.
Do you have any interesting dreams?
No, but I did hear I was watching Hoarders. I don't know why I watched that show. I don't watch it continuously, but when it's on sometimes in weird times, I'm mm-hmm. like, I'll get slightly involved.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, I'm always shocked that they can clean these houses up in 2 days. I'm like, there is like so much stuff.
Yeah.
But this one house.
I'm always surprised that they're not more critters.
oh, there's critters in there, there's dead critters. They're typically nocturnal critters, so like they're like hiding in the walls mm-hmm. when they come. Mm-hmm. But they find all the time they find dead critters in them.
Okay.
So anyway, this woman, she was full blown mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had, you know, crossed over. I mean, she the psychiatrist.
Did she live in a trailer?
No.
A house?
Yeah. But it was totally filled. But she was also a hoarder of food.
Ooh.
And
like canned goods?
No, like just nothing.
In the
like
refrigerator.
She had all of her orange peels on her radiator, stacked up very nicely. But from left to right, they got like some of them were totally black.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychiatrist is like, well, what's this all about?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, isn't this beautiful? When the heat turns on, it makes the house smell so nice.
Well, there is some method to the madness there.
As he said, he goes, she's very creative and smart.
Yeah.
Which does not bode well for her because she, and what he said was, I thought was so interesting. She sees value in everything else but herself. And everything's worth keeping but herself. And I'm like,
that makes me feel sad.
That made me feel really sad. But what was really weird, like, she had a very bad marriage, very, very abusive. But somehow...
Are they gone? Is he gone now?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
But somehow... Oh, he dies.
Oh.
But he didn't want her to paint, so she stopped painting. He isolated her from her friends. And then she got really weird in cooking. Like, literally weird. Like, she'd cook squirrel hearts and, like, put them in apple pies.
Oh, God.
And she opened up, like, her daughter had to leave, like, when she was 17 years old because she started freaking out about food because she'd open up the butter dish and she'd find enough petrified squirrel in it. It was like just weird stuff. And so
she had a kind of a squirrel fetish.
It was all different kinds. But yeah. Anyway, there's this guy, I don't know his name, Chris, I think he's the premier cleaner,
mm-hmm.
organizer. He's kind of got a little devilish side to him.
Does he really?
Yeah, he kind of does. I don't, because what happened was for whatever reason, he's cleaning out the kitchen with the daughter's a boyfriend. I don't know how that happened, but they're doing it. And he has to smell everything. He's like, oh my God, this is can't get
otherwise, there's no show.
That must be it. And so at one point, the one guy goes, the son-in-law goes, I got to leave. And he's gagging. And he goes, oh, damn. He goes, I'm gonna throw up right now.
Mm-hmm.
These are chicken bones, and they're moist. And he goes, they kind of smell like sugar and butt. Like sugar and butt. I'm like, God,
really?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He goes, this is the most interesting thing I've ever smelled in my entire life.
No.
Sugar and butt. And I'm like,
and what was it? It was just chicken bones
that are wet.
Ugh.
Get a gag.
How'd they get
but
wet?
I don't know, Mom. That's the whole problem. And then he comes in to see what is in this jar. It's just these petrified, putrid black things. They could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
They could be literally anything. And they're in a ball jar with maggots. She opens up the maggots. He's just curious. What are you saving?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, these are great spices I can use in the future.
Oh, God.
He goes, no, you cannot use this. Well, give it to me. She takes it out and she puts it in her mouth and she eats it.
Mm.
And he's like, I did not want you to eat that. He's like, don't eat it. Don't eat it.
Mm.
He goes, it's fine. It'll be fine. And she puts it in her mouth and eats it. And he's like, oh my God.
And it had maggots on it?
Oh, not the food itself. The jar did.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking to myself, there's a part of him that got just a little bit of pleasure from it.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, this will be on TV.
This will be on TV.
Yeah, this part will.
This part will. But I just love the idea of something smelling like sugar and butt.
Yeah.
And then I go, if you could put that in underwear.
Can be a sugar butt.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, in a different context,
yeah.
Sugar butt means something different.
It's sweet. Yeah.
It's kind of a sweet thing. Yeah. You're my sugar butt.
Yeah.
You know? But smelling like sugar
and
butt.
Yeah.
It's like, I think mango in anything.
Smells like
butt.
And
it's sort of like some people have the gene where cilantro tastes like dirt to them,
mm-hmm.
which I don't mind cilantro. I think cilantro is great,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but some people have that gene.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, because you had that same problem with mango.
Yes.
that
I passed the gene down to you.
You passed the gene down to me.
I passed the mango gene.
And now mangoes and anything but
anything. Even in Jelly Bellies.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tastes like ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
So pass me a few of those ass beans.
Yes, why not? So I finally got done. Well, I'll tell two stories on the road stories real quick.
But you were not on the road this week, were you?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, yeah, you were. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah. And then one was, they're the same story. For whatever reason, when I get this one rest area, this happened twice to me now within a week. Two guys come out of the semi, different like days apart, and they both literally have to, like, they forget that their pants are unzipped as they get out of the semi. You know, when you get out of the semi, you step out and you're on the top, you know, step, right?
And their pants fall down.
Their pants fall down. They're like, "What
That's
the hell?"
Great.
And they pull their pants out. They're like, what
"Are they
the
jeans?
Hell?
Are they are shorts?
No, like shorts. Like,
oh,
yeah.
That's great. Well, I think so. Basically, they're driving with their pants unzipped.
Yes. Now, I'm not saying they're doing anything about this.
Maybe there's this because they're eating or something.
Yeah, or just maybe I don't know. But they're driving with their pants. So I go back and like we take to the natural. Like maybe they are distracting themselves while
driving a semi. Yeah.
Mostly just keep themselves, you know, awake. I don't know. I have no idea. There's, if they don't take it to the natural conclusion, maybe there's no refractory period. So is that the right word?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's that period afterwards that you just kind of want to feel like relaxing.
Yeah, but that's not good if you're driving a semi.
But maybe if you don't take yourself to that point.
I see.
Do you remember that movie? Oh, gosh. With
the refractory period, refractory school.
No, Jason Statham, where he had an artificial heartbeat in his thing, and he had to keep himself amped up.
Yes,
and
yes.
So his girlfriend pleasured him, but never got him all the way.
Smart move
on her part. Yes. I gave her kudos. I'm like, you go, girl.
Did he live during that in that movie?
Well, there was a two. It was Crash, and there was a Crash too. Oh. And so I'm like, oh yeah.
Did he die then?
I have yes, he did die. I think. I don't know about that.
Did they come back to life? Then?
I don't know. The first one though, I thought was a genius movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was genius. The second one, I'm like, I don't know. It's like
I'm working on a script. Too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Crash 3.
Kind of a genius. I can't tell you though, but I'm going to guess what it's going to be called. Bo.
Okay, Bo.
Just B-O. And guess what it's short for?
Rainbow?
Mm-mm. No.
Hippo?
Nope.
I don't know.
Oh, hippo. That'd be hippo.
Hippo, yeah.
I'm going to give, okay, I'll tell you, but then I'm not going to tell you that I hold my whole idea because somebody will steal it.
Okay, tell me.
It's short for placebo.
Oh, my God. Mom.
Yeah.
Mom, no, that's really great.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I know.
I often love that idea.
It might be a Hallmark movie.
I don't know.
I don't think so, but.
I don't know if it's Hallmark. Hallmark Christmas. How can we change Bo? Oh, because you think it's coming in a package, but it's actually placebo.
B-O-W.
Can I just.
That's a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Can I just do one more thing about Dan Savage?
Of course.
I'm going to call BS on this one caller. I don't know what his call was about. I can't remember. I only remember this one thing he said, and I go, oh, BSFU. He talks about how he had just broken up with his girlfriend a year ago, long-term monogamous girlfriend over a year ago.
Ooh.
And he's starting to feel, and a year before COVID.
Right.
And during COVID, he's really starting to feel like he's missing a woman and he's all this stuff. Because before COVID, he had, you know, he was having a very active sexual life and he had slept with over 60 people.
Right.
60 women. And I go,
BS.
F-U. Oh, come on. 60?
Right.
60 women. You have found time to sleep with 60 women.
Right. In 1 year.
In 1 year.
Yeah.
And that means you're not sleeping with the same woman twice.
No.
Most
who
likely.
Would?
And if you are, and then like, are all these women, do they know that you're in it for the one time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just curious. I just thought.
Where does all this happen? I just like to know because, I mean, you and I both know that they say that like addicts can get off a bus in Timbuktu and within 10 minutes score.
I have seen that on addiction where they've taken the people to the, like getting off the bus to go to the, you know, the intake, and they find someone and get high right before they get there. I'm like, how do you?
I mean, there's never, I can never even figure that out. How could
you
have
a hard time finding a landscaper?
Yeah,
in the Yellow Pages, you know.
How do they do it so easily?
I don't know. So how do they? I gotta figure it's all an app.
So, but you can, let's just assume it was true.
Yeah.
Some anonymous dude can find 60 women to sleep with.
Yes.
In the course of a year.
And these women,
is it doable? Is that really, really doable?
And do you really want that? And I want to know how satisfied these women are, because I know a good girlfriend of mine who has been on the apps for just sex.
Right.
In the back of her mind, though, now she was pretty much all in for just sex.
That's all she wanted.
But in the back of her mind, she was
hoping
for something more.
Hoping.
And if she gave sex and didn't end up being a second date or a third date,
mm-hmm.
it was very disappointing to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to tell that guy, there is a chance that you truly disappointed a lot of women out there.
Or hurt their feelings.
I think hurt their feelings big time.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's like, I gave him sex, what more does he want?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, that's all he wants.
Yeah.
Wanted, and then you
and
gave
you,
it to
and
him.
You wanted a relationship.
Deep down, you wanted a relationship.
Yeah. And
or
maybe,
you wanted to know that you were kind of special.
Yeah.
You were just one of 60.
You wanted someone to take care of you, to bring you breakfast in bed.
Maybe.
Yeah. To become the father of your unborn children.
Thank God I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore.
I'm just saying, though.
I know.
These girls can hope.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know where that website, maybe that's eHarmony. In eHarmony, you get that kind of person.
Whatever happened to Farmers Only? I mean, I never see those commercials anymore, ever.
Maybe because it's full right now.
Full of farmers?
Yeah, like it's full.
Our app is full. Please come back later. Have you ever seen an app get full?
No.
I was wondering.
I haven't seen eHarmony commercials either. Maybe because it's not, you know, Valentine's Day. Or maybe
COVID. No, Julie. Honey, there are like, everything is awesome right now under like
that's true.
Match.com.
You're right.
They are just totally
so why
virtual.
Do you think? I wonder if they're.
I'm wondering what happened to Farmers Only.
I wonder if we're just not. Good question. I wonder if we're not being marketed to.
You know, if I was single, I'd go to Farmers Only.
Would you?
I would. I'm not afraid of farmers.
No, why would you be?
Because.
Of the equipment?
I mean, because I think that some of them actually have money. You know, they're not destitute. Yeah.
Right.
Compared to like maybe some guy may look like he has money, you know, or may look like he, you know, has a hot car. So therefore you think, but I think overall it's just an act.
What I like about farmers
an illusion.
Is that their occupation is seasonal.
Oh, see, speaking of seasonal, Julie, what's the best time of the year for skydivers? Skydivers.
What's the best time of the year for skydiving?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What?
Fall.
Oh, good job. That's wonderful.
Sometimes I screwed it up.
No, you did. It was good. I finished that one. So I am watching the Netflix show, I Think You Should Leave.
Yes.
It only got 3 stars. I then plugged in my own 5.
Yeah.
Because there's 17
now it's 4?
Minutes. I have no idea. Yeah. Now it's 3.1. It is crazy and stupid, but they're only 17 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I find myself laughing continuously. Yeah.
I like them too because 17 minutes, that's lovely.
Yes.
And if you put it on right before you go to bed, you're in a happy mood before you sleep.
And you told me this week that women like to be happy and that they think their life is good if they're happy.
Yes.
Men feel if they have a purpose,
correct,
they're happy.
Yes.
We just want to feel good.
Girls want to be, women want to be happy. You know, does this make you happy?
Yeah.
Men want to feel like they have purpose in their lives.
Now, I'm curious if that.
And Dad said that he agreed with that.
Yeah.
And we asked him because he goes, I feel like when I'm driving my semi, I have a purpose.
Yes. And I feel good.
Yeah.
And you always say, I wish you wouldn't drive your semi anymore and just be home with me and make me happy.
Damn.
I want
chocolate and my peanut butter.
Exactly. And luckily for him, he wants peanut butter on his chocolate.
That's right. Ooh.
So I also finished watching last night the documentary series on HBO called I Leave in the Night or I'll Leave in the Night. Oh, is that Patton Oswalt and Michelle McNamara? So she wrote the book, I Leave in the Night. I think that's what it's called.
It's about that serial rapist.
Yep. It is about the Orange State killer, right? Mm-hmm. They caught him. And it was at some point it becomes so weird because he's 72 when they catch him, mm-hmm. but he looks like he's 90. Mm. And I don't know if it all happens to him so quickly, mm-hmm. but when he comes into the courthouse in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. he looks like he's got like that stare that you might get.
Parkinson's?
Yeah, like his mouth is open and mm-hmm. he just stare, you know, mm-hmm. and you can barely keep his eyes open. I mean, I wouldn't want to know what's going on either. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot less satisfying.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
But he, you know, he confessed to 13 rapes and, or he was convicted of 13 murders and 13 rapes.
Oh, my God.
And he was a cop at one time.
What?
Yes. He got fired from being a police officer because he stole dog repellent and a hammer, something like that. And that's kind of why they got him, too. They got him for a couple of reasons. One is they did one of those 23andMe things.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. I don't know if criminals know this now, but mm-hmm. I would really, first off, we're almost ready to go. I want to say a couple of things. The 70s and 80s, people were much more rapier and much more criminal-like yes. in those days.
Yeah.
Was it the drugs you guys were doing?
Are you blaming my generation?
I am blaming your generation.
For being rapies?
I think there's a lot more raping going on.
Possibly.
I
don't know.
This guy broke in a 1 mile radius. He broke in like 5 or 6 homes.
Oh my God.
At some point, people should be holding guns and like, yeah. you're not getting into this fucking home.
Yeah, I think that's new. Like if we had a rapist in our area, people would just go, no, that's not going to happen.
Like, yeah, we're getting barbed, we're getting cameras, yeah. we're getting guns.
Yeah.
And like, screw you.
And we have that ring where you on your front door where yes. people, you can talk.
Maybe that,
get away from my front door, rapist.
Yes. Or aliens, because I see you too out there, yes. ghosts. Yeah. Okay.
The orbs.
Yes, exactly. And then, what else was I going to say? But I can recommend it, kind of. Mm-hmm. We know how it ends. We know that his wife passes away in it, and she dies of a fentanyl overdose. Mm-hmm. And what you realize is how fentanyl is just in every drug out there that you don't buy. Yeah.
Is that the drug that, you know, the lady that hugged me, she said she loved, is that, she said Michael Jackson,
she understood
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I also want to say one more thing.
Sure.
You got to go. I'm so sorry. Right. But anyway, I was watching, oh my gosh, Jackie Chan and Chris, Rush Hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, last weekend they had like on all weekend long.
Right.
Rush Hour 1,
Rush 2, Hour
and 3.
Rush Hour Marathon.
And do you know what they said? And then USA had a disclaimer on it before the show ran. They put a disclaimer saying, hey, everyone, you know, we love our 90s comedies just like everybody else, but it was different times. And so you might find this show a little offensive. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
I mean, it did say that. It goes, hi, guys, we like
it. Because it was an Asian and a black guy?
And they were both very stereotypical. First off, you go, oh, shit. Like, 3 times on the radio I heard in the last couple of weeks, we might be going to war with China and, you know, like be wary, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like here, we're like, oh, be afraid of the Chinese because they're really kick ass, you know?
Oh.
And then we kind of look stupid, mm-hmm. you know, American does. Mm-hmm. And then
in this show.
Yes.
So that would be offensive.
And then no, a lot of white males look stupid in the show.
Oh my God. That is offensive.
No, that's not offensive part. But the black character, he is, you know who he is.
Chris, what is his
name?
I
can't think of his name.
Yeah.
But
whatever happened to him?
I have no idea. He played a
He was pretty funny for a while.
He still is funny, I guess. But I think his type of comedy is no longer appropriate.
Yeah.
Because he is very stereotypical.
Yeah.
And and they made fun of a woman. Mm-hmm. He goes, she was a 25-year-old woman, and he goes, ma'am, you gotta get lose some weight. Your license says you're weighing 175, and she's like, And he goes, I have a thyroid problem. He goes, well, stop eating thyroids. And I'm like, and I'm thinking that joke wouldn't be funny now at 175. No, like, 175? No. You might want to add, change that number to a 275 or something like that. So I just thought, God, times have changed really, really quick. But to have a disclaimer.
Well, you know, I'm happy that people are just like going, like even Sam Harris.
Yeah.
How dare you, you know, take a man down for his views 50 years ago based on research done 50 years ago.
Exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And to take a man down and make him lose his career or whatever for it is ludicrous. Sorry.
Exactly. You're so right.
You know, Mom. I don't have the same views I had 50 years ago.
No. Should I read the disclaimer to you?
Yeah.
Hey, we all love our 90s buddy comedies, but gotta make it bigger. But this movie was created in a different time. FYI, certain descriptions, language, and humor may seem outdated and at a time offensive. Oh. I'm like, you know, good job.
So that's just like me and you. We're a little outdated. We're a little offensive at times.
At times. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. People enjoy this.
It's a buddy movie. It's a buddy podcast.
That's exactly right. So, girlfriend, how was the show?
Oh, it was great.
It was great. Buddy. It was great.